saying, in my father's mansion or dwelling place or position of office, there are many positions or offices, and if it hadn't been true, I would have been up front and told you. I would have been honest and up front with that and told you that there weren't any, but there are, as Christ says, there are many. And he goes on further to say, I go to prepare a place, again, a dwelling place or position or an office for you. Verse 3, and if I go to prepare a place, a dwelling place or a position or an office for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, which means gather you all together to me, that where I am, in other words, Christ's location, there you may be also. So Christ is speaking here to his disciples and plainly states that he's coming back to earth. However, many mainstream Christian churches will use this scripture to say and defend the fact that after we die, that we're going to heaven. However, in order for this to be true, the disciples and Christ would already have to be in heaven if he's going to come back to the same location that he's describing here. They would already have to be in heaven if he's going to come again to the same place where they're already located and he's talking to them at. You may have heard of a very well-known saying in the world of real estate. The term is location, location, location. Meaning that it's extremely important where the location is that you decide to build or purchase a piece of property or real estate. Also, many of you are familiar with a GPS device, a global positioning system device. Mr. Rogelstadt and I were talking about GPS this morning before the first service. And in fact, some of you may have used GPS device to get here today. And if you missed your turn, the GPS started squawking at you saying, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. Brethren, the purpose of this sermonette is to show what our location will be on the Feast of Trumpets if we remain faithful to God and his way of life when this day is finally fulfilled. Again, going back to John chapter 14, Christ said that he is coming back to earth again. But what is the exact location of that return? He promised that where he is, we shall be too. If you would turn to Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14. Starting in verse 1. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 1. Behold the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord is what we're picturing here today. Behold the day of the Lord is coming. And your spoil or your possessions will be divided in your midst. In fact, it's literally translated right in front of your eyes. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken. The city is going to be conquered, city of Jerusalem. The house is rifled, translated plundered, and the women ravished or raped, and half of the city shall go into captivity. But the remnant, or the remainder of the people, shall not be cut off from the city. Meaning that the remainder of the people who are not taken captivity will remain in the city. Verse 3, then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. Verse 4, and in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. So this is the location that Christ will be at the return to this earth. And that's, Mr. Bell was referencing that when he was talking about Zion and the hills around the city of Jerusalem. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north and half of it toward the south. So, brethren, as we read in John chapter 14, Christ states that he is coming again to this earth. And now we read the exact location of where he is coming back to this earth. And that's on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. What about our location? Because he said he's going to gather all of his disciples and all of his people to him when he comes. Again, we read in John chapter 14 that Christ will come to the earth. Zechariah 14, that the location is going to be on the Mount of Olives. So if we are to be with him, by simple deduction, we are also going to be on the Mount of Olives. Here's where we heard Mr. Bell this morning in the sermonette read. If you turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He read it in the King James Version. I'll read it in the New English Version. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so also we believe that God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, in other words, those that have died a physical death as Christians. For we tell you this by the word of the Lord, that we who are left alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not go ahead, meaning they will not be transformed into spirit beings ahead of those who have fallen asleep or died a physical death. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead, which are in Christ, will rise first. Then we who are left alive, who are left alive, will suddenly be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we will always be with the Lord. Again, that location being here on earth. Question, why will those who are asleep or who died a physical death in the faith be transformed into spirit beings first? The answer is, we don't know. That's just God's prerogative. However, we can read in Psalms chapter 116 and verse 5 that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So that may give us one clue why those who are dead will be transformed first into spirit beings. Brethren, there's another well-known phrase that we have in the English language, and that's known as a date with destiny. A date with destiny. Brethren, what is our destiny on this day if we remain faithful until the end of our physical life or until Christ returns and this day is literally fulfilled? If you would, turn over to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, and we'll read about our date with destiny. Revelation 20 and verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. Brethren, on this day, the Feast of Trumpets, the location is all important because it tells us where Christ is going to be and where we are promised to be. It's where Christ promised that we would be before his crucifixion and death. And on this day, if we remain faithful to him and his way of life to the end of our physical lives, or if we're still alive when Christ returns, that's where we will meet him. Just as a side note, the GPS coordinates of the Mount of Olives are latitude 31.77, longitude 35.24. Brethren, today, at some point in the future, we have a date with destiny. That destiny is to be in the first resurrection, to become spirit beings, and to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And the location of that destiny starts at the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Happy Feast of Trumpets.